Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Kerry Hines.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Kerry Hines.
Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Kerry Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Baby, like, come to the room, but I ain't her. Baby, like, thought you
why? I be like, nah, boo, that's where it stops. No panties drop off top. Only thing drop is the album. Go cop.
You get better. You get better.
Get better.
Hey, hey, you get better. You get better.
Ladies, do you love a man with a well-groomed and sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
When I think about my routine each morning, I'm usually giving myself a wake-up pep talk. I'm Kerry Hines, and I'm with Nicole Marie, my incredible, I call world-famous co-host. Good morning, Nicole Marie.
Good morning, Kerry. Yeah.
Now, I don't know about you, but when I wake up each day here in Brooklyn, New York, and I know you're down in Water Valley, Mississippi. This is something I do every day, which is called like a, it's kind of like an inspirational type words, or I think you called it a morning, like an affirmation.
Affirmation. Yeah.
Do you do something like that too? Do you give yourself like a pep talk when you get up in the morning?
I definitely do, Kerry. I, when I get up, I say a prayer, and I call it a affirmation self-talk, and I'm talking to myself to get myself going for the day, to pump myself up. Whatever it is I'm going to face today, I'm going to conquer it, and I'm talking to myself. I'm you know, kind of boasting myself up for the day, and yes, I do that every morning.
I love that. I really do. And you're the first, this is the first time I've had a guest on my my early morning kind of like private chats with that we do here on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
But yeah, this is really great. I think it's important. I think we always have to remind ourselves and others, you know, take some time, and usually before I get out of bed, I'm literally just lying still, and like you, I'm thinking, okay, what do I have to do this morning? What do I have to accomplish? And most times I feel very different, you know, whatever I've gone to bed with the night before in my mind is not weighing on me anymore in the morning. I've forgotten
right.
Whatever that feeling was. Isn't that something?
Right.
So you have a feeling of positivity that kind of takes
right.
over your spirit and soul.
It's very important to have that quiet time.
Yeah.
To be able to focus and just think about, okay, what do I have going on for today? What do I need to focus on?
Exactly.
And then also it's so critical to encourage yourself. Sometimes I think we look to other people to pump us up and, yeah, rah, 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 but we have to do that for ourselves.
Well, I love it.
So very, very important.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I have to just say this is just the beginning of this, and that's what we're here for at the Hair Radio Morning Show, to remind you of just how beautiful you are. I say we put the you put the you in beautiful, and we're exactly. real excited about that. So listen, stay with us. We've got a lot more on the way, and up next is the incredible Maggie Anderson. Stay with us.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, "Hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge," and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special surprise guest today for you guys. We are welcoming back with such great honor and joy one of our favorite folks out there in the hair radio world. It's our dear, dear good friend to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the one and only superstar, Captain Smash. Good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's my honor. And like I said, it's a great pleasure to welcome you back. Captain Smash, we go back. Now, we go way back on this broadcast. You were one of our first true radio superstars to come out and help us to promote and talk about the Hair Radio Show, talk about your success in the hair and beauty industry. You've carved your own lane, literally. And you were the very first to talk about being a going-home specialist, being a custom tailor. And so for the listeners out there who today may not know what that means, tell us what a custom tailor and a going-home specialist is all about.
A custom tailor is the person that creates the look, you know, whether it's the hair, the eyelashes, the glitz, the glam, the smell, the aroma, the atmosphere in the room, the beauty of the going home, all right?
Amazing. So that you might work for the family directly, or you might be called to perform services in tandem with a funeral home or something like that. Am I correct?
That's right. I tend to work with families directly because you have the option to hire an outside person, and that's what I would be, the custom tailor. Giving you things that maybe, you know, your in-city director can't provide, you know, because they're trained on the basics.
Yes, wow. Well, I want to definitely paint the picture for everybody here. So unlike a regular, like here in the Northeast, we have these funerals and things like that. You go into like a funeral home or a church or what have you, and you see the person, of course, there, and, you know, they're lying in state, if you will. But they're, you know, you're familiar with that. That's the traditional funeral. But what you provide is something a little different. This could be somebody sitting at a table playing cards. If their favorite game was spades when they were alive, they might you might have them sitting up in their living room playing cards. So when folks piled in, as opposed to going to, say, a regular funeral, they're coming in, sitting down, perhaps, and seeing the decedent at the table playing cards.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, that's the new thing now. You know,
wow.
You want to give as much love and remembrance as possible.
Wow. I have to say that it's still, you know, you've been on our show for many years, and I have to always still take a pause for a moment and let that kind of sink on in. It's really true. Listen, Captain Smash, I want to tell you, first of all, this is 2022. We're just so excited to welcome you back to in the family here and in the broadcast world. Now, I have to say, you know, there was some big, big thing that happened recently right here. You know, we have a classic interview with Captain Smash, which is just, it's literally known everywhere. There was this huge story that, you know, you guys are familiar with, you know, from tuning into our broadcast. But what it boils down to, and we'll play a little part of it so that you guys can definitely follow along here. And my favorite part of this, Captain Smash, is that we always get feedback from the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show about your interview.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened again. And the feedback came, yes, indeed. The feedback came, and they said, well, you know what? And I'm paraphrasing, but they said, yeah, it was Captain Smashfault. Captain Smashfault. I said, what? And I didn't say anything else, but I said, okay, well, we'll see. We'll see what Captain Smash, after all these years, and it's been several years now, what do you say when folks, you know, what do you say when someone says that? Do you think, how do you feel about that? Let me just phrase it that way.
Well, I do feel that the people knows best. Okay. I do feel that the people know best. So I will give them that. And, you know, sometimes things are out of our hands and just completely out of our control.
And in this case, literally out of the hands.
Literally
the horses
out
took
of
off.
Control. Yes. So I just ask the people to be more compassionate for me. And you just cut me a little slack on this one.
No, we have. And we were just chiding you here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate you. Thought we'd toss it there to you this morning. Captain Smasher, I want to turn to something else. And this is where you, being so wise and in my opinion, ahead of your time, when we were early on just getting the Hair Radio Show off the ground, the Hair Radio Morning Show, because the original show aired in 1995. Mm-hmm. But in 2015, we brought it back as a morning edition. And since then, you know, we've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of shows, literally, that we've done. But you saw us early. Can you tell us about your early experiences hiring Hair Radio to promote you and put you out there? Do you remember those days?
Oh, man. It was just the beginning of everything for me. Let's just say that. If I was to describe it, I would say the beginning of everything, the beginning of the limelight, the beginning of my voice, the beginning of the stardom track. And I learned a lot, and Hair Radio carried me so far to I just can't describe the excitement and how happy and how Hair Radio changed my life.
Oh.
Hair Radio changed my life. And it's because of Hair Radio that I was able to continue to push through, able to continue to build and go forth. And here I am right now today, a hair practitioner, and I just, the Smash House is a trichology center, so I received my trichology associate.
Congratulations.
2 weeks. So because of the Hair Radio show that these things are going on, okay, because of the mentorship, because of the family bondage, should I say? Is that a good word?
Thank you. That's a good word, because you know what? We have a bond, and you really have articulated that. And we never forget folks here. We never do. I have always said we appreciate the support, and, you know, you have always brought something very special. You have your own following out there. And you've been a hairstylist working hard for years.
Yeah.
And to have all of this, you never stopped going, which is something that you always knew we would not do. We would not stop.
Yes.
And you believed and supported that. And
yes.
So that pleases me to no end. And to see that you're doing so well now and, you know, becoming a hair loss practitioner and a trichologist and still able to do all of the amazing things to help those who are in need at their time of need, it's just incredible. And so we are the ones who are grateful for that connection. So thank you so much. What can I say? Captain Smash is doing it up. Captain Smash, you're doing it up. So thank you with all of our hearts here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. And so that was my big follow-up. Guys out there, this is Carrie Hines with the one and only Captain Smash. Captain Smash, anything you want to send off folks today with, anything in this amazing update? You know, it's our time to catch up with Captain Smash today in 2022.
No,
what would you like to send folks off with today?
I just want to thank the people for their insight.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to also thank the people again for, you know, the encouragement and the good gestures, whether good or bad, you know, because sometimes when the callers call in for their opinion, we may not see it as that until, you know, you ponder on it somewhat.
Yeah.
So it's all good. It's peace and love.
Well,
I thank you all.
It sounds like you've had some time to think over things a little bit. Is that what I'm getting with all of this?
Yes, most certainly.
Wow. Well, I'm so glad that we've had this opportunity to, as they say in broadcasting, to clear things up and clear the air. You are just, listen, you, as you said earlier, this is a great familial bond. We are here. So you are a member of the Hair Radio Morning Show family, as you well know. So we can't wait. We're going to have you back very soon because we want to talk about some next steps. Some next things that you're actually taking in your journey, because your journey continues, and we're going to bring it right to the fans of the show, so they'll be the first to know. So thank you so much for joining us today, Captain Smash, in 2022. We are so excited to catch up with you.
Thank you again for having me.
My pleasure. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a whole lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go. Stay with us.
I'm
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston, Tony Terry,
it's for real, what I feel,
and of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have two very special guests joining us today. Well, they're from the world of education. It is my honor to welcome back to the show Dr. Joel A. Freeman and welcoming for the very first time Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. We are honored to be with you this morning.
Yes, awesome.
Thank you, Carrie. We love being here and looking forward to our time together.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Dr. Freeman, we're going to kick off with you. You were kind enough to help us kind of launch the Hair Radio Morning Show 5 years ago, literally hundreds of episodes of this broadcast ago. And we're so excited because many of our listeners, you've touched folks around the world with your story. And so we're going to remind everybody about that, but I just wanted to officially welcome you back to the broadcast and how we were able to use that wonderful, wonderful interview as a great foundation for pushing us forward. And we're still here today. I think that's a big part of that. So thank you.
Well, I'm very thrilled at what you're doing and how you've done it, your integrity, your stick-to-itiveness, and it's an inspiration to all of us.
Wonderful. Well, listen, again, welcome to the show. And now I have to turn also to Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. You are from the Rochester, New York area, and you are, when I tell you, I was just blown away at your story when I started to do some research. School superintendent for years, literally. Office. Yes. So education, to put it mildly, is important. So, Dr. Milton, I have to get in there. What, you know, where did this come from, this whole, you know, this journey that you are on, that you've been on? And this, I'm going to call it a track, I think, you know, so... Where did this come from in terms of jumping into the education or on the education wagon, I should say?
Well, you know, I had two teachers that impacted my life in ways in which one could never imagine. I had a teacher by the name of Adam Urbanski. He was a gentleman from Poland, and he talked about history. He was one of my high school history teachers, and he taught history in a way that you can only fall in love with. And he talked about the movers and shakers of history, the carriers of information, and how we have to learn to deconstruct things and find ourselves in the whole cloak of history. So he planted a major seed in me. Then I had a science teacher. Her name was Cassandra Frierson. And Cassandra Frierson said that I'm part of a history that goes all the way back to the beginning of time. And I was so glad to meet her because I had an experience in elementary school that my teacher attempted to teach Black history, but she started off in slavery. And what happened, it had ushered so much shame and humiliation for me. So that those early years of my life, I was on this quest to find out some truths in history and where I played a role. And Dr. Frierson, or Cassandra Frierson, she said that my past is inexplicably tied to the beginning of time. And so as a result of those two individuals, I went into education, became a teacher, a principal, and then a school superintendent, and decided to step down and start my own company. And then it happened again. And when it happened this time, I said, I'm going to take action. When this whole quest and this desire and this love and passion for history came out, I said, I'm going to do something about it. So Joel Freeman was the first person that I've called. Joel has been a close friend of mine for many years, and I know that he is the curator of many African American artifacts. And I said, Joel, would you go on this journey with me, man? And he didn't hesitate. Here we are, 2.5, almost 3 years later, with a finished product, and our goal is to share our love letter to the world. I mean, this is our divine purpose and our mission as to why we exist.
And that is the reason that you guys are here today. And that is to introduce us to this amazing new book. And I'm going to have to thank you, Dr. Milton, for that. I'm going to have to turn now to Dr. Freeman. I'm going to ask you, Dr. Joel A. Freeman, first of all, again, welcome to the show. And just want to say we are going to turn to you to talk about this amazing new book. We want to make sure and get that on out there, Black History, An Inclusive Account of American History. Tell us about this book.
Yes, as Dr. Milton mentioned, it's a labor of love. It's 1,248 pages, weighs 5.5 pounds, has well over 2,500 images throughout, and about 500 of those images come straight from the collection my wife and I own. We own over 3,000 items, documents and artifacts. Oldest piece dates back to 1553. And so we have put together, Walter and I, as he mentioned, we worked for about 2.5 years, putting in 12, 16-hour days and working. I'm telling you, it was just like Groundhog Day every day, just working at it and then going to sleep and working some more the next day and just day after day. So it was just both of us look at it right now and just go, we don't even know how it happened, except God's fingerprints are all over it. And we started in ancient Africa. And the reason why we started in ancient Africa is because we did not want to reinforce the notion, either implicitly or explicitly, that slavery was the beginning of Black history. We wanted to talk about the mores, the folkways, the hunting, the gathering, the fishing, the industry, the agriculture, the ancient African kingdoms that transcend the current geopolitical lines. And now we're ready for the good, the bad, and the ugly of the last four centuries. And even when we get into slavery and the slave trade, we have a whole section just about slave rebellions. We talk about the trickery used. And we have actual stories of how people were tricked into coming on the ship, and or to be kidnapped to get on the ship. So we wanted to give a whole different view about this that is not normally given, at least that we could find. And then there's a gentle timeline that takes us all the way through to the struggle for civil rights. We then, once we have included that, then we get into the whole area of the economic system. We talk about arts, entertainment. We have a section on sports, Black quarterbacks, the integration of the NBA, and then we have a whole section on 50 states, and it's where we We provide some insights into black history in each state. So whatever state a listener is from, there will be some specific just a showcasing of what has happened in their particular state. Then the final unit is all about the North Star. It's over 100 pages where we have a timeline from 1491 on that describes all that happened, our interaction between United States and Canada. And then we tell stories, we share stories from mid-1800s from a book called Refugees that a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Drew went north, and he interviewed a lot of people, and then he put 114 stories, their life stories, into the book. And so in our textbook, we start in Vancouver all the way over to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and everything in between. The Don Settlement with Josiah Henson, and so on and so forth. So it's really a wonderful way to show how people from the South, many suffered from Stockholm Syndrome, many just, you know, just the whole, how does a person leave not knowing where they're going to be going and if they're going to get caught and maybe get killed or, you know, get chastised in horrific ways, and then the fugitive slave laws pushing them into Canada. So we really Walter and I have put together a book that the response we've been getting from around the country has truly been heartwarming, and we are very grateful to be the instruments used to be able to help put this together. And of course, as we've expanded after the writing was done, our wives are very much a part of this project, and we're grateful to them. And then more people came on that helped with curriculum design, with search engine optimization, media relations, professional development, and many other aspects that helped to, we now have a team of over 75 people that have helped to bring this to bear.
Well, I'm going to say, I think you have at least 76. I'm on board, too. Make sure and add me on
okay.
in to that list. I saw that extensive list on your site. I was, at ph365.org. I was quite impressed. Listen, I want to make sure I get the title right. I don't. I think I just introduced it as Black History, but it's actually Black History 365, an inclusive
correct.
Account of American history. Is that correct?
Yes.
We landed on 365 because many times people view Black History Month as the main time to talk about Black history. But we decided that this is something that is an inclusive account of American history. That's the subtitle. And we also quote from a gentleman on the back cover. He's a quote on the back cover. His name is James Baldwin. He said, "American history is longer, larger, more various, more beautiful, and more terrible than anything anyone has ever said about it." And that's really, when Walter and I saw that quote, we just said, that's got to be on the cover. It's because that encapsulates what we have done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have to say, as a matter of fact, Dr. Milton, I was going to ask you, being, you know, of course, an educator as you are, you know, and being out in the school system, how did that play a part? Because I'm, you know, I just imagine that you were close, you know, you were real, you know, you had a real front row seat to what the kids needed, you know, to what the students needed to learn. So I'm going to ask you, how did that play a part, or did it play a part in how you kind of, you know, decided to come up with this idea that you guys have, you know, worked on?
Well, it played a major part. What I saw in my years of education and what I still see now in working with school systems across the country is that there's a direct correlation with the lack of culturally competent instruction and educational approaches to the negative impact that has on student achievement. We also discovered that the lack of historical content has been a significant influence, sir, of negative outcomes for black students and communities, including lack of self-awareness, lack of self-esteem, lack of intrinsic motivation, decreased academic achievement, truancy, discipline referrals, and even some cases some criminal activity. Because what we found when our young people, not only black children but all children, when they have an understanding of who they are, where they came from, and the impact that their ancestors have made on this world, it just increases all the negative things to turn right into the positives because we make that connection. And so what we found and discovered that the world, particularly America, is begging for something like this because of the past, our history that we have and how those things still impact us to this day. So we wanted to really look at those things. We really wanted to look at the whole impact of the incarceration system and how that connected to education. And what we found is that there's this critical gap. And we believe that we have a solution for this gap. One of the things that we really focus on, and Joe will probably talk about that a little later, I'll just introduce the concept, but we said we need to develop critical thinkers, compassionate listeners, fact-based, respectful communicators, and action-oriented solutions. And we believe that BH365 will serve as an impetus to make that happen and to make our world a better place here in America and to bring about a great deal of healing because we clarify things and misconceptions that we've been operating on for many years.
Just, I'm blown away. And I have to say, Dr. Milton, and I was really touched, and I know we're here. We're going to absolutely get into every single aspect of Black History 365, you guys' new book, which is being used in the schools. But I have to draw some attention to when I came across one of your earlier books that talked about this. The title is A Matter of Life or Death, Why Black Men Must Save Black Boys in America's Public Schools. And I know you've written a couple of books, but that was, I read a little bit of the synopsis, and I was just very impressed. So thank you for all the work that you are doing, that both of you are doing on this incredible, incredible topic that, believe me, even, you know, I could put this on every day, you know, for years, and it would still just be scraping the surface of what needs to be done, but it's a wonderful thing to do as much research, and you guys can hear it. You've done a lot of research. I see the work, and it is incredible. It is absolutely incredible, so thank you both for that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, well, very much welcome. Well, listen, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's my pleasure to welcome these two incredible educators to Hair Radio. And Dr. Joel A. Freeman, he's been with us before. We're so excited to welcome him back. It's been 5 years. And he's joined, of course, or we're joined with Dr. Walter Milton Jr., who we're also excited, a New Yorker, a fellow New Yorker, to the broadcast. And now, Dr. Freeman, you're in Maryland area, correct? Aren't you still out in Maryland?
Yes, not far from Annapolis.
Okay. And so we have a lot to talk about because just trying to catch everybody up a little bit. And then I have some more questions for you, Dr. Milton. But just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, Dr. Freeman, I recall that you started off early on, and you were a chaplain for, wasn't it the NBA? And you did all these amazing things and just had such a I think it was, well, what seemed on that interview, just a deep understanding for folks at an early age. And that's what I got from that. And I was just quite impressed and went on to create that whole space with all these artifacts that you have that chronicle the lives of folks all the way to Africa and here. And so I'm just very impressed and, you know, just happy to have you here. So what can you tell us about your collection these days? Anything, of course, we've got your book, which is going to be a big part of that, Black History 365. But what else can you tell us about the collection that you have amassed all of this? And I know you have pictures inside the book, inside of Black History 365.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big part of the book and a big part of, I think, the contribution, because it's exclusively available to the book, the images. There's now over 4,000 high-resolution images.
Amazing.
And anyone who tries to put together something like this without images, it's just very difficult. And what people, when we went to the printers in Ohio who manufactured this book, one of the young men, I don't know how long he'd been working there, but maybe a decade or two or close, 15 years maybe, and we were just talking with him, and he says, yeah, he says, when I came in this morning, I thought I was working on a National Geographic project. and so the collection is made up of over 3,000 items. We've done two exhibits at the United Nations. We had over 1 million visitors. I've done three in concert with the White House. I've done two at the Clinton Presidential Library. I've done a number with Secret Service at their headquarters in D.C. and a number of other venues around the country. And it's just been wonderful. And when Walter called me about this project, I didn't have to think about it, because I knew intuitively that I had been building this collection, and it's perfect for a curriculum in terms of the types of items. I would pass over 200 items to get to that 201st item that would help tell the story. And so I was very selective about the items that I collected and brought together. So it's kind of a unique type of collection, and I think when people get the textbook and they start looking at the images, especially the first two units, because the first two units are about ancient Africa and slavery and the slave trade. So I have a number of items. For instance, I have one item when I was in Elmina Castle in Ghana on the banks of the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. And I met with the village elders there, and they voted unanimously to donate a set of shackles, an actual set of shackles from Elmina Castle. And I was truly humbled and honored by that, because I don't think they did that very often.
Exactly.
And so those are the kinds of stories behind many of the pieces of the collection. Just had over 75 given to me, had to acquire a lot of things myself. But this gentleman, his father worked for TWA Airlines.
Well, so did I. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, small world.
So he was responsible for all the continent of Africa back in the 40s and I think the 50s, right in that range. And he had, of course, working in the airline and into Africa, he had many people sourcing original artifacts. We're not talking about stuff for tourists. I mean, original, like doors on a chief's hut, and shackles and masks and figurines and all sorts of items. Well, his dad passed away. Of course, his dad, working at the airline, could ship it back to California.
Sure.
And when he passed away, my friend told me, he said, I'm going to make sure that there's a number of these that are in your collection. He had this sense of urgency, and my friend Pat passed away about 3 months ago, he had this urgency to get these items to me, and he wasn't even sick, just had a massive heart attack, and he was gone. And so I feel very honored, and am holding those items very carefully, and we have some of them pictured in the textbook, in honor of him and his family.
Wow, that's very nice. I have to say, just when I look at this amazing book, Black History 365, and you mentioned 1,248 pages, I have to wonder about the schools. Like, how have the folks received this book, the textbook? How Dr. Milton, let's ask you that. How has it been received by the teachers and the students, for that much?
They have received the book extremely well. Many of them are not only saying that this is for 9th through 12th grade students, many of them are saying this engages all ages. This should be a book that's in every household across this country, in particular, and in general across the world, because it has so many features. It really does. Also, Morehouse College down in Atlanta is going to be one of the first colleges launching the textbook in January. We are also in a conversation with Hampton University in Virginia that's going to do that. And then we have had a number of people who have purchased personal copies of the textbook. So we believe that it has this book throughout the pages. It's a healing mechanism. I just want to quickly go back, if you can indulge me for a quick second,
sure,
to talk about these images. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with Joel, but it was an extremely tedious task to find the images. And he, like he said, he would go through 200 images just to get to that 201 to say, hey, this is it here. I mean, it wasn't anything that was easily done. I mean, it was arduous and it was daunting. And in some cases, I saw and felt the pain that he went through just to make sure that it was beyond excellent. Because the images not only tell a story, the images bring the words alive of that book.
Wow. I'm blown away. I love as you respond to this, and you're just painting an amazing picture of Black History 365. Now, how do folks find this book, Dr. Milton? How do folks get their hands on a personal copy or an edition for, you know, like you said, it should be in every household?
Absolutely. Well, we're asking the world to go to bh365.org. That's bh365.org. And one of the major features that we have in the book, besides the many QR codes, because we wanted to have a strong integration of technology, we've also embedded music in the book from award-winning Grammy producer by the name of Dr. Kevin Cates, affectionately known as K.O. And K.O. has developed 40 songs. He's a producer for Jay-Z, T.I., Rick Ross, Drake, Snoop Dogg, and a host of others. So we have an expert who has put together amazing songs, and he got the words from the text. And they are just powerful. I mean, they will bring tears to your eyes.
Is this kind of like a soundtrack for the book?
Yes, you can definitely say that. And as Joel said, we have a Hamilton in the making.
I see.
Yeah,
wow.
I call it an anthology of Black history, because basically we've done is, you know, he's doing a song for each chapter, lifting lyrics from the text itself and the concepts surrounding the text. And so you start in ancient Africa and bring it all the way up to George Floyd, some of the things that are happening in our culture today. It's like ripping pages out of the headlines, the way we've done it. And then we have an e-book version that is available, and so that will allow us to even add more items, you know, as things happen in our culture, so that we can continue to keep it updated in the e-book version.
And that's important, right, always to make sure that, I keep going back to, I forget whose book it was, but I like that word living, like living history. It just keeps on going, and I love that. I have to tell you, this is just amazing. We're talking with the authors of this amazing book, the folks behind Black History 365, this amazing, incredible book. We're talking with Dr. Joel A. Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. So we're real excited to have them with us today. 1,248 pages. This is a huge book, but it is packed with so much information and knowledge that we need. And I can't say it enough. I really can't. I think this is a game changer out there. Dr. Freeman, why was this so necessary, though? You know, there are tons of books, folks will say. I saw the books that were out there when I was in school, and those history books seem just fine. What do you say to folks who say something like that, Dr. Freeman?
Well, every time there is a racially charged incident in America, there are some very smart people, passionate people who get on TV. You know, we affectionately call them talking heads. And you can almost, if you're running a betting game, you could bet that someone's going to say, in so many words, we need to have a national conversation around the topic of race relations in America. And one gets the sense that 3 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, perhaps that same person will be saying the same thing. And you know, people protest in different ways. We have comedians who use comedy expertly to protest. Some write books. Some will write poetry. We remember the protest songs of the 60s and the protesting in rap music and hip-hop music. And some protest by demonstrating, marching. The way Walter and I protest is by putting in the 2.5 years, 12, 16-hour days to come up with a solution to the education gap in America. Our protest is we look at it in terms of a solutionist approach so that we can start these conversations. So we have something in the textbook that is proprietary to BH365 is we have something called the Elephant Experience. Now, the Elephant Experience, and we could spend a whole show just talking about the Elephant Experience, but it's a whole idea of, okay, we have these topics that people don't like talking about. It's uncomfortable. And topics that cause some people to talk at or past each other. Some people block each other on Facebook or other types of social media. And so what Walter and I wanted to do is to come up with a process. Cause why an elephant? You know, connection with Africa. Hey, there's an elephant in the room. Probably your favorite joke in second grade was, how do you eat an elephant? One spoonful at a time, one bite at a time. So there has to be a process, a schema, a methodology for dealing with the elephant. And then, of course, the hippocampus of an elephant is extremely large. And their EQ matches and rivals that of chimpanzees and some species of dolphins. So it has to be something that's sticky, something that is that engages, not just momentarily, but for the long term. So that's what we did. So topics such as 3/5 of a human being, Uncle Tom, the N-word, reparations. Are we in a post-racial society after having a black president for 2 terms? Can a white person ever truly understand the black experience in America? Scientific racism, lynching, and should we tear the statues down? Things like that, topics like that, we have a certain process that is a healing process, not a divisive process, where students can be where we have professional development trainers that train the teachers in setting the environment so the students can create an environment that allows for these topics to be dealt with in a way that is beneficial. And where there's a binary choice, we have QR codes that provide the pro and the con, you know, the for and against views. And so it invites people outside of their confirmation bias bubbles and gets them into a realm where they begin to see the other side and or at least hear the other side. And then using the Socratic method, the students engage around it and come up with individual or perhaps even collective understanding about something. So it's why, you know, to get back to your original question, the need for something like this, and the response we're getting from principals, from educators, from superintendents, from people who have, from, you know, historians. I was talking with a historian the other day, and he was saying he's up to page 500 already.
Oh, wow.
In the textbook.
Wow.
And he was saying that he was just delighted. He said, oh, my goodness. He's checking out the QR codes. He's engaging with it. And he just said, I just cannot believe a resource like this is finally available. This is what I've been talking about all my life, and a resource like this.
Absolutely.
So, you know, when it comes to the distinctives, we believe that we have something that is very uniquely crafted. It's designed for healing. It's truth-centric. It's, you know, it has the music attached to it. It has QR codes, so it's engaging with technology. We start in ancient Africa, so we're not reinforcing implicitly or explicitly the notion that Black history started slavery. So we bring all these elements together that we've discussed, and we brought it into one textbook. Now, you know, we're also planning to create a K through 8, so K2, 3, 5, 6, 8 grade bands. Those are coming. And we're using the 9 through 12 textbook, which, by the way, engages all ages. We're using that backbone information to then be contextualized in the 6 through 8, 3 through 5, and K through 2 programs. So now, getting back to what I was, how I started this response, now we're starting to get people, to kids, to start talking about the tough topics in a contextualized manner from kindergarten on. And hopefully we'll be able to measure results with the students, the teachers, and perhaps even the parents. And, you know, 3 years from now, 5 years, 12 years from now, to see what kind of impact this can have on our society that is so polarized politically, and to really get people to engage using, coming through the lens and the gateway of history, which an inclusive account of a history, so that we can somehow see healing happen in our country.
I totally agree. I was thinking, as you were just explaining that, I'm thinking to myself as well, you know, that's the thing. We are all, you know, when we look back at how when we were in school and taught history, and it really does, I hate to say, but it really, that's kind of where you, what you get is, you know, for Black history, anything that's relating to Black culture is usually starting with slavery. And so I so appreciate what you have just described in Black History 365. I so appreciate it because just to be able to connect back to Africa and just see a place in, you know, how, you know, folks of Black descent just African descent, rather, just figure into everything. So it's amazing to me, and I have I'm kind of blown away just to talk to you about it. So I'm excited for folks to get their hands on Black History 365. It is important. It's an important book. So what else is there out there? You and Dr. Milton, as you mentioned, there is music involved in all of this as well. Can I get my hands on some of this so I can play some of those songs on the Hair Radio Morning Show? We'd love to get some of those music files over here.
Well, it's awesome. It's probably, the music is so good, and I can't wait till you hear it. And I think that maybe Joe and I could send you a demo copy for your ears only.
Okay.
Because it's going through the process of being produced and recorded, and so we're going through all the legal aspects of that. But in the meantime, we can give you something that you could look forward to coming out. And I think that we would love to have you once we get the green light to play it on your show, because it's going to be a Grammy award producing. Set of music, and I give all the accolades to God first, but I give them to KO who was used by God to do this, to do this work. I mean, the music is incredible. And as the kids say, it is highly dope. So,
awesome.
I think that, yeah, you're going to love it. You really are. And, you know, Joel and I are just so honored that you allowed us to be here today to share this, one of the most passionate things in our lives, you know, Black history. And Joel talked about us being utilized as a vessel. You know, we had many moments that we worked throughout the day, and we'll talk, you know, how do we get here? How do we do this? Where did this come from? And we just know that this was all divinely inspired. It really was.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, I'm going to just, before we close out on this part today, I definitely want to just make sure everybody is aware of, again, how to get their hands on Black History 365, your website. Please give us that again. You know, Dr. Freeman, Dr. Milton, please tell everybody how to get their hands on this amazing book.
Yes, BH365.org. BH365.org.
Okay, and that is just awesome. And we're real happy about that. Yes, indeed. And also, just to let everybody know that you guys, this is not the end of Black History 365 on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so happy and honored that you guys are here. You know, we're announcing right now just an interview arc where we're going to have a few shows at this time, and then we're going to roll out something long-term that kind of can, you know, take parts of this amazing book. We're going to say Black History 365 is the name, and we're going to cover it a little bit more in depth. We wanted to just kind of do a quick introduction, if you will, and talk about some of the things that are inside of this amazing book. And I've got to tell you, we're going to be able to get into some of, before I let you guys go today, we're going to tease this because I want to get your opinion of, you know, of things that are happening today and how you can tie them to Black History 365, Black History 365, and I know that you can. And we're going to have that a little later for you guys, or we'll put it on our website as well. So that's just a nice little tidbit that we'll get into a little later. But first, again, I want to thank you. Before we go, Dr. Freeman, why don't we start with you? Is there any last thoughts or anything you want to kind of close out this portion today of our interview? Anything you want to leave us with? Like those amazing sayings that you used to have. You used to give us all these wonderful sayings that I always love. Yeah, anything that you want to tell us today?
Well, I think that the main thing I wanted to, that comes to my mind right now is that this textbook is transcendent. You know, as we say in the subtitle, an inclusive account of American history.
Inclusive.
And so the whole idea of the term inclusive, I want everyone who's listening to realize that this is an opportunity to engage all ethnicities and ages, you know, in terms of young and older generations, different backgrounds. Some are come from more urban areas and some come from more rural areas, socioeconomic aspects. We've tried to include everything. Plus, when it comes to STEAM or STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and I like to put in arts, and then M for mathematics. We've provided different
STEAM
aspects. Sorry?
No, I was saying yours is STEAM, not just STEM.
Yeah,
STEAM, like that.
That's right, STEAM. There's STEM and STEAM, and I prefer STEAM. But it's so if people are looking for this to engage on all aspects, you know, we have some very interesting topics. I was talking with someone just recently, and she was saying that she says, "Well, I'm an educator," and she said, "My response to this once I started looking at it is I don't really know that much, and I don't We don't want that to be the takeaway, but we want it to be the incentive that when people approach this topic, you know, and we talk about the Great Migration to the north and then to the west, you know, that it, all the different topics, the Harlem Renaissance, and we even have a whole section in there, Carrie, that I think you'll love, is what about taking back the hair care and beauty industry?
Well, that's coming up in our next segment.
We have a whole section on that.
I thought I'd spring that on you a little later.
So that's on my mind. That's all. It's the inclusive nature of the textbook. Walter?
Well, yes, I just wanted to say we didn't have an opportunity to talk about our advisory board, but hopefully we can do that next time we come back on. We have incredible people like Kathy Hughes, Benjamin Crump.
All my favorite folks. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Agabriar Bryson, the grandson of, I mean, great-grandnephew of Annie Malone.
Yeah.
You'll know
yeah.
Annie Malone. Joel has done a lot of extensive work regarding her and a host of other wonderful people. But I want to leave with celebrating you, Carrie, because I know that you bring so many people, you give so many accolades, you know, through your work. But I want to give you an accolade, you know, just my short time of knowing you and hearing about you and researching you as well. You are truly a merchant of hope. You carry hope in the, for so many people's lives, you know, and I can hear that hope in your voice, your heart, your soul, and your spirit. And I just want to wish you the best always.
That's very kind. Thank you very much. It means a lot. I appreciate that. And I have to tell you, when I hear those names and, you know, Kathy Hughes, she's been my, you know, starting out in radio and being one of my favorite folks in radio. And back when I didn't see many folks who are African-American doing that and just being such a big forerunner out there. I'm just blown away. And Benjamin Crump has been on my show. He's been on our broadcast just like you guys. And so I had a chance to chat with him, of course. And even Akbar, I think the gentleman, I've chatted with him as well. So, and Annie Malone, all of this comes full circle. So I just have to say I'm blown away. And again, I want to thank you guys personally. This book is important, Black History 365. The website is bh365.org. You need to get a copy of this book. And we're going to make sure that you do that. And if you need to be put in touch, and I've got to say this last thing, Dr. Freeman, I have to say, I had told everybody, I'd put it out on Facebook that you were coming back to the show, and I posted all this about Black History 365, the book and the picture and all of that. And my brother, Dr. Leroy Hines, who the listeners out there know, he's been with us many times. He's a trained economist and all of this. He's deep in history, studying all of this. And he rarely, you know, pipes up to ask me about anything. You know, he sees my radio show, you know, guests from time to time. This is the only time he said, you must introduce me to Dr. Freeman. He didn't know about you at that time, Dr. Milton.
No, I'm okay. I'm okay.
And I said, I kid you not. He said to make sure. So I said, well, when I speak with you, I'm going to get your permission, but I'm going to introduce him to you guys because I think that he's, Dr. Leroy Hines, he's been out there, and as I said, the listeners know. He always comes on and gives us all kind of, you know, in terms of current affairs and all that wonderful good stuff. But I have to say, I think he's definitely, you guys, definitely going to have a great time. That's all I can say. That's amazing work. So thank you so much.
I have a product called Organic Love Collection Shea Butter. It's a sensual shea butter. And once you apply it, it reinvigorates the skin. It takes care of blemishes, hyperpigmentation. It has all kinds of beautiful oils in it. And what it does for the hair, the nails, and the skin is to renew it and to make you feel beautiful and, moreover, to restore you to self-love and self-care. We're a Christian organization, and we're in the community trying to educate people on eczema, psoriasis, breaking hair, alopecia, things of that nature. And this product is a cure-all for the whole family. If you grab the jar or the bottle, it comes in a liquid and solid. It deals with eczema within 3 days. The longest it'll take is 7 days to restore your skin. And most of all, it's great for the scalp and very uplifting to the hair. It keeps the hair moist and free of breakage and, moreover, manageable. So as you work with it, if you have natural hair, it won't break. And if you have permed or color processed hair, it'll continue to allow for it to have the elasticity it needs so that your mane grows beautiful and healthy. Currently, we are on social media. We're a business that's just starting out, so I started on Instagram, once again, Instagram. And the name of the company is Organic Love Collection. And we can also be found through Instagram on Big Cartel. So the product could be purchased at organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Repeat that one more time.
organiclovecollection.bigcartel.com.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
All right, we're back live. It is Friday, August 5th of 2020. And welcome. Good morning officially again. I'm bringing to the line on this wonderful day out of Brooklyn, New York, the one and only from Water Valley, Mississippi, my co-host. We're talking about Nicole Marie. Good morning, girl. Power
Good
lady.
Morning.
Good morning.
Yes, happy Friday.
All right.
And yes, okay. I'm full of girl
yeah,
power this
thing.
Morning. Yeah.
All
I am
right.
Sitting here. Let me
Friday.
Just say, Carrie. Yes. Welcome
Is
to all of our
yet.
Fans. Yes. Happy Friday. Welcome to our mid show, our
yeah.
girl power here.
Yeah.
Let me just say, Carrie.
All right.
I am
and
sitting
I
here
the
drinking.
Okay. Yeah.
Let me just say, I'm sitting here
you
drinking my
drinking.
Lemon ginger tea out of my girl power mug. It's beautiful.
Okay, well, we're going to talk
and
about that in just a minute. We're going to
okay.
get to all that
okay.
this morning. I'm super excited about it as well. So, again, we want to welcome all the listeners from every corner of the planet to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, second hour. We're probably at the halfway point for today's broadcast. You know, Fridays, we like to do something that really speaks to all our fans and just about everybody. We do kind of like a weekly wrap-up of the top stories that we've covered here on the show. We talk about some of the amazing guests, some of the great times we've had this week, and also I look forward to next week. Along the welcoming wagon, so to speak, this morning, I want to acknowledge the incredible fans of Upscale Magazine Radio. You guys know that we have a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week network that runs over at Upscale Magazine Radio all over the time. You know, so every time you wake up, you can pretty much listen in. Currently over there, the playlist includes some incredible Hair Radio Morning shows that we have handpicked for you and some of the great music, even songs and things that you don't hear on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So there are lots of surprises. There's some special interviews and all the Upscale great talk from the magazine. So all that's over there, and we welcome you guys each day to this very broadcast. When we wrap up our live show at 9 a.m. Eastern, it's time to kind of go on over to the UpscaleMagazineRadio.com 24-hour, 7-day-a-week site and tune in. So wanted to get that on out there for you guys. Nicole Marie, so first I'm going to go back a little bit. I want to talk about this morning, if you just tuning in or just joining us on the show, then you might have missed some of the early talk
We kicked off, first of all, we played a song called the Better Song. I know you love that, Nicole Marie. I love her because she's an older rap artist, a female. You know, talk about girl power. And she's just kicking butt without that, with that song. It's just a great, great song.
I started my morning dancing.
That's funny.
I was dancing.
I see. All right. I can see through the phone. Okay. I can see through our computers and all that. Nicole Marie is getting down. All right.
Yes.
So listen, I'm super excited. I know you're going to be along a little bit in a few minutes or so with some more Girl Power Talk. We're going to turn it all over to you, turn the mic over to Nicole Marie to take it away in just a moment or two. But I want to remind everybody on this Friday, coming up at about 8 o'clock, we have a wonderful lady joining us this morning. So I'm super hyped. It's her first time joining us on the broadcast. Now, she runs a mobile salon, and she also has some hair products. She's being featured. I know she has something going on with the Upscale magazine. This is her first time, like I said, on the Hair Radio Morning Show, so I cannot wait. Nicole Marie, we're going to have a great time talking with her this morning. Her name is Jay.
Yes, I'm excited.
J-A-I, so beautiful. Yeah, Jay Ellis. Yeah,
I like
excited.
That.
So yeah, we're going to, you know, just hold up. She should be reaching us just a bit, making sure to press one. She dials in. Listen, also just reminding everybody, it's a great weekend. As we said, once we go off live at 9, then it's your time to listen 24 hours a day over at upscalemagazineradio.com. We're going to replay this very show a little bit later on today. We're also going to carve out some wonderful things that you haven't heard. And next week, try to get it in for today, but we're going to move it to next week. I have a wonderful tribute to the incredible Rapture album from Anita Baker. So we're going to feature some great songs from there next week on the show. Well, I could barely contain myself this morning. We're going to get the songs over. So we'll talk about it next week. You know, all that stuff. Michael Hopkins will be on the way 7:45 this morning or so. And we're also joined with Blue out of Jacksonville, Florida, who is, I call the Candle Queen. She runs Divine Energy Candles. Oh, yeah, she's really good with all the candle talk. And we usually do a scent of the day. And she's going to talk to us about what we can expect for the Candle of the Month next week as well. So a part of our morning regimen, and your morning regimen starts right with the Hair Radio Morning Show each day. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're live. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, you listen to the 24-hour upscalemagazineradio.com to keep you informed and updated. And for folks out there, we're also looking for people, Nicole Marie. Got to let folks know, if you know of folks who I love to, have always dreamt of doing voiceover work, we're always looking for a new and exciting voice. Yes, we have wonderful companies and people that we deal with, of course, but we're always looking for, you know, if you are interested.
People.
We have a toll-free number. Yeah, and you should write this down. Every time you tune in to Hair Radio Morning Show, what should you have if you're old school? If you're old school, what should you have, Nicole Marie? A pen and paper. Exactly. Someone just told me this. They said, paper never forgets. People do. So if you're old school, if you're new school, have your tablet ready. Have your phone ready. Have your computer ready. Have your watch ready, whatever it is.
Right.
Yes, but very important. We always have something to share. So our toll-free number, which opens up the lines, we open up the lines about 9 o'clock Eastern after we finish with, of course, the Hair Radio Morning Show Live. So 9 o'clock Eastern, our toll-free number is 833-402-8882. So once again, it's 833-402-8882. You can call us. We have folks answering the lines. They'll direct you on what you need to know and do and be part of this morning. So real good stuff. Nicole Marie. Now, I know Nicole Marie. I know you have some things you want to get in and get out there this morning. So for everybody You're listening to Host Chat. It is Friday morning, again, August 5th of 2022. I want to shout out my friend Steven. It's his birthday in the Bronx, New York. One of our other friends, Jewel, it's her birthday as well. She's down in the Richmond, Virginia area. It's her birthday as well, one of our other fans. And my birthday is 1 week from today, so I'm super excited, God willing. And we're going to have a big party right here live on the air. We're going to be live. I'm going to wake up and celebrate my morning with my most favorite people in the whole world, you guys. So that'll be 1 week from today, live, starting from 6 in the morning till 9. We'll be here on the air. I've got some surprise folks who are calling in to wish me happy birthday for my surprise birthday party next Friday morning from 6 to 9. So that's that. Okay. Nicole Marie, girl power time. So I'm turning the mic over to my illustrious, amazing co-star again on this Friday morning live. It's about 7:34 a.m. Eastern. It's 6:34 where you are, Nicole Marie, out in Water Valley, Mississippi. So, take it away, Nicole Marie.
Thank you, Carrie. Like I had mentioned a little bit earlier, I am drinking my lemon ginger tea out of my beautiful Girl Power mug. So go over to our Hair Radio online community and get your mug. It is beautiful. It is beautiful.
Yes. Out of,
they're very excited about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Exactly. We have a tab that's set up at our website. Yeah. That's
our Hair Radio gift shop
tab. Yeah. Yeah, at hairradio.com. So you go here, like Nicole Marie says. Now, you've got what I love about your mug, and I shared, if you guys are on the Facebook page, you'll see it there. So I love it. It's beautiful, Nicole Marie. And it says, tune in. My favorite part is you also have that little tiny Hair Radio. So I know I just chided in. Go ahead, girl, power time. Let me be quiet. Let me rest my mic here. Take it away, Nicole Marie. Back to you, Nicole Marie.
Thank you. Well, as I said earlier this week, my kids started school this week. And I have to just say, yesterday was their first day, and I was excited. They were excited, but I was also a little bit sad. I have an 8th grader, and I have an 11th grader. And, you know, they're cool. You know, you just let them out and let them go on in the door because they're good. I also have a 2nd grader, and, of course, the first day of school, you have all your school supplies and everything. Well, the day before, we went to the open house. We met our teacher and everything. Everything was fine. So yesterday morning, I asked her if she wanted me to, because, like, for the first few days of school, parents are able to walk the children to their classroom, if you know, if they want to, because sometimes some kids, you know, just want the parents to go. So I asked my daughter if she wanted me to walk her to her classroom, and she just looked at me. She said, "Mom, but I'm in 2nd grade. I'm such a big girl now." And as a parent, no matter how old your kids get, they're always your babies. But I'm just like, really? It's almost like, oh, my goodness, she didn't need me this morning. But she's a big girl. She wanted to walk down that hallway herself and get to her classroom.
Wow.
And it kind of made me feel some kind of way as a mom. But she's growing up. She's in 2nd grade, as she told me. So I was just kind of taken back by that.
I'm loving it.
Because my older two were not like that. You know, we always walked into their classroom, and they were fine until they got to about 4th grade. 4th grade, they're too cool to have mom and dad come in and walk them to the classroom, and that's okay. But
might have wanted to tell you back in the 2nd grade too.
but they probably thought you couldn't take it. But they didn't.
I'm teasing. But, I'm just joking. Wow.
Well, first of all, she's very outspoken, and she's just gonna tell you. But I was in my feelings as a mom, and just feeling some kind of way.
Listen, you just like you, you know, the first day when your mom, you know, they left you at school and, you know, and you just cried your heart out. It's just one of those rites of passage, I think, as a kid. So listen, I think that's a great question of the day, really. You know, do you remember being kind of left at school, and did you cry is my question of the day. And did you go through anything like that with your kids? So Girl Power Talk, thank you, Nicole Marie. Awesome. Okay.
Yes, you're so welcome.
I'm loving it. And we're gonna talk a little bit more about this. We have some more to get
okay.
into on this. We got a lot to cover today. So we're going to be checking in with Nicole Marie throughout today's broadcast, obviously, with all that's going on. I want to bring to the line one of our colleagues, talk about Girl Power. She is the Candle Queen. We call her that, right, Nicole Marie?
Yes, we do. Definitely our Candle Queen.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. So her name is Blue. Blue is a recent addition to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show lineup. Again, is it, as she was talking, I think you said it was raining the other day out of Jacksonville, Florida. Did the sun come out, Miss Blue?
Good morning,
Blue.
Everybody.
You're on with the COVID.
Good morning, Blue.
Yes. And Harry Hines.
The sun is not out yet today, but I know it will be out soon. We still been having rain,
okay.
It has definitely
heated
up.
Well, yeah. Well, up here in Brooklyn, New York, which is where I'm located, for those of you who are just tuning in today, Lou, again, is out of Jacksonville, Florida. Nicole Marie is out of Water Valley, Mississippi. And I am in Bricktown. Well, no, Bricktown's Newark, New Jersey. I should get it right. I'm in Brooklyn, New York, which has enough names. I don't need to give it any more names. Okay, believe me. So it's all going, everything is going great. But did you hear a little bit of this, Blue, this morning? Did you hear a little bit about sending the kids off to school? Nicole Marie was talking in her Girl Power section this morning, a segment about sending her daughter off to school, and her daughter literally, not quite giving you the side hug, Nicole Marie, but kind of like, I can make it, mommy. Get out of here. Go.
Pretty much.
So,
pretty much.
Have you ever heard anything like that, Blue? Did you ever see anything like that before?
Oh, yeah. They gain their independence quick on us, and we don't even expect it to happen.
I know.
Ooh.
I'm feeling my feelings.
Wow. Tugs at your heart when they do, because you're like, you'd be so excited with them to go to school with them. And then they'd be like, breaks, Stay here, mommy, I got it.
Let me do
like,
it myself.
What?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. I see what you did, Nicole. Okay, Blue. I'll tell you why, because the only thing I can relate, you guys know, I live through you guys. I don't have any kids other than a dad, puppy dad, or I should call him a dog dad because he's about 100 years old. But what happens, I see on that, he really is, I see on the commercial, they literally have it on TV commercial where the little girl, I think it was a little girl, she gives her mommy a side hug. The mom goes, just get ready to go all in for a big old hug to say goodbye when you go off to school. And the little girl gives her a side hug. I forget if it was a boy or girl, but gives a side hug. Like, okay, that's enough. So, but
no.
I could feel
the,
that you
the
would.
One is the
mom,
you're
embarrassing
me.
I really would. Yeah, I really would. Well, listen, I've got. What was that, Blue?
When you give your kid a kiss. And you want to say, oh, have a great day, and they wipe that kiss off. Oh, it's like, don't let nobody see you kissing me, mommy. I'm too good for that.
Oh, God. I haven't experienced this.
Wow.
Yeah,
you know what? I think I would be, that would probably send me crazy. It really would. Because you're thinking about all the sacrifices you've had to make and all the wonderful things, you know, and
all the overtime.
And they're just growing up and well, wow. Yeah. Wow. What can I say? Well, listen, I want to remind everybody, you're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. We're live this morning. We just love this. It really is. It's all about conversations, hair, beauty, community, and so much more. On this Friday morning, it's August 5th of 2022. Our show number 738 today. Show number 7. Think about that. 738 three-hour broadcast. We're the most prolific hair and beauty talk worldwide in the history of broadcasting, period, bar none. So we're real excited about that and to carry that. And you guys mean a lot to us, so we're happy to have you with us. Turn back to Blue on this because you always give, you're part of our morning regimen routine. You always give us a scent of the day mid-show and talk a little bit about the scent. You've got some of my favorites. Now, her candles are amazing. Divine Energy Candles, you're just doing some great work out there with your amazing business. So what is the scent of the day, Blue, from Jacksonville, Florida, the queen of candles?
The scent of the day is cinnamon chai.
Cinnamon chai. Where do you come up with all these amazing scents?
Well, you have
just thrown away. Okay.
That's an inviting essence of a steaming mug of the much-loved century-old beverage.
And
it definitely has notes of cardamom and orange peel and vanilla cream, peppercorn. It's a really, really, really – it's like a nice – it smells amazing. Like, you're really – we always talk about tea on the morning show, you know, here. And chai – cinnamon chai would be a great, great, great addition to someone's morning regimen because it's soft and it tastes good. But to light this candle with your cinnamon chai, it would just add a pop to your day.
Wow, I need this.
Wow.
Blue, you're going to make me order one of every candle.
I know. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I love this that you do the candles, and as I was raising my hand and have been doing so since Candle Talk has been part of our broadcast here through Divine Energy Candles, and I just love this because candles are not just for the ladies. You do have candles that are made with women in mind, but you also have some that are made for the fellas. We are closet candle lovers.
Yeah.
Ladies come over and not just kind of, you know, go out there and say, hey, smell my candle. But we may. It's a new day out there. So anything goes today. So I'm loving this. I really am. Now, Blue, I want to remind everybody, and I'm hoping that we're going to get you over this weekend. When you guys go to our website at HAIRadio.com, again, it's our 20, you know, it's a website. It's there all the time. Has just one R in the middle. We pronounce it Hair Radio. So go to HAIRadio.com. We are setting up. If you click on the forum tab, you're going to be able to find Divine Energy Candles. We're going to set up Blue with an amazing page that'll give the – we're going to put your amazing scent of the days scent of the day there each day. So we're going to do all of that, along with some of these incredible stories that you tell all about your candles, because I love how you break it down, you know, with your Divine Energy candles. You go in and talk about the wonderful ingredients and things and the incredible, compelling smells and all that wonderful good stuff. So good stuff. All right. Thank you, Blue. Thank you.
No problem. Absolutely.
All right. Okay. Well, Nicole Marie, you're still there, Nicole Marie. We got to get you in here.
I'm here. I'm thinking about this cinnamon chai.
Okay. I am too, yes. So that is what we love. Well, folks, it's time to welcome another member of our morning team. We're waiting for one of our guests to chime on in. We should be hearing from her any moment now. So now, Michael Hopkins, you guys, and on Fridays, Michael just joins us to chime on in and remind us next week on Tuesday is his upcoming Vet Talk Radio show. That's our next live broadcast. We don't broadcast live over the weekend. We pick up again on Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. Eastern. And over the weekend, we tell you to go over to UpskillMagazineRadio.com if you miss us, and you can hear all the Hair Radio stuff that you want to hear right there. So let me bring to the line, out of beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, we're talking about the one and only Mr. Michael Hopkins. Hopper Hopkins. Good morning. You're on with Nicole Marie.
Good morning,
and
Michael.
Blue. And Terry Hunt.
Good morning. Good morning.
Yes, it is. It is mid-show, and you guys are on fire this morning. I mean, between the candles and
listening.
Sending kids to school and, wow, memories, and more memories.
That's what I was going to say, Michael. How do you weigh in on the question of the day? Did you go through any of that with your kids? And do they still give you the side hug? What do you say about that, Michael Hopkins, Mr. Vet Talk Radio Show?
Well, you know, Karen, it's funny. When I was listening to Nicole Marie, it was bringing back a lot of memories. As you know, my children, allegedly, at least that's what they keep telling me, they're all adults now. They're all in their 30s, 40s. But it's funny, when Nicole Marie was talking about this, I started looking back, remembering what they used to do when they were small children. And we went through some of the same things that she's talking about. And each one of my kids are unique. I have four, three girls, one boy, and each one of them is unique as far as their reactions to things. And I was just remembering, one of them was the I've got this. My older one is always I've got this. Ever since she's been little, she always, look, I got this, Daddy, Mommy. Boom. That's it. The next one, the middle one, always was the shy one. So, of course, you got to walk her up, do all the things. My youngest one, she might as well have her own show. Because I remember one time when she was, I think, in kindergarten, and we were late catching the bus, and I had to drive her to school. So I'm trying to be in the stealth mode, trying to drop her off and ease on out. Thing I know, I'm her co-host on her show. Hey, everybody, here's my dad. I'm just like, really? Really?
We can see the apple does not fall far from the tree. I think that we can figure it out now. Yes. Okay, so she's a ham like Michael, you know.
Yep, that's a character.
I love these stories.
Now, my son, the baby, he's always the observer in the family. He always watches everybody else, and then he comes up with his conclusions. So when he was little and we had to take him to school, he kind of already knew the routine. The girls had already filled him in. So it was like, no problem. Okay, it's a bunch of kids. Yeah, okay. Kind of worked so far. And okay, Mommy, catch you later. But yeah, it was pretty good.
Well, listen, I want to remind everybody, I love these. I want to remind everybody that now you, Nicole Marie, are in the state of Mississippi. So that's why we're talking about returning to school, because I'm up here in New York, and the kids are midsummer right now. They're still partying and having a great time.
We'll have a few weeks to go.
We're going to cover this. Yeah, we're going to talk about this a little bit more in about 2 or 3 weeks from now when our kids up here are kind of heading on back to the school routine out of New York and Jersey and all of up and down the East. Thank you for that, Michael. Real nice stuff. I want to remind everybody, we're waiting for one of our amazing guests to join us. Now, her name is Jay Ellis, and we're hoping she'll press the number one when she calls in to report for the interview this morning. We're excited to get her on because she has her own mobile salon, five-star mobile salon, so we're really excited about that and so much more going on in addition to products. And just want to talk to her a little bit. She's got some things going on with regards to Upscale Magazine as well, so shouting out the folks over there. And looking forward to all of that. So I'll tell you what, why don't we take a little tiny bit of a commercial break, get ourselves all positioned for you. We're going to talk more about some of these incredible wonderful things and just remind everybody. Again, Nicole Marie, you started talking in your Girl Power earlier today about your Girl Power mugs that everybody can get of their own. So go to the hairradio.com website. Again, it's www.hairadio.com. There's only one R, so it's hairadio.com. There's a tab that says gift shop. You go there, click on that, you'll see a beautiful mug. Or if you follow me on Facebook, I put a picture of it this morning up. So Nicole Marie's mug. Plus we have some other mugs there as well and some beautiful T-shirts. So it's gorgeous, outstanding stuff.
Everything
and it's all
nice.
very reasonably priced. Yeah, so real good stuff. Okay, so listen, why don't we just take a quick moment and we're going to be right back with a whole lot more. This morning, I'm super excited. So just stay with us, everybody. Stay with us. Let me just get on the computer.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at chairwatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Bump it.
know that the Hair Radio Show with Keri Hinds is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your 2 feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
It's 2 thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show.
The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air.
I'm Keri Hinds. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Keri, over to you.
All right. Thank you, Angela. Again, it's Friday morning, and it is in our spotlight third hour of the broadcast. It's the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, Friday, August 5th of 2020. It's about a little after 8 o'clock Eastern Time, 7 o'clock Central. Listen, I'm bringing to the line now, I have a very, very special guest who's joining us. And my, she comes to us out of the Virginia area. Her name is Jay Ellis. And I'm going to just get her on. Nicole Marie, stand by. We're going to bring you back in shortly with your amazing questions and follow-up for Jay this morning. But let me bring to the line Miss Jay Ellis. Good morning out of Virginia. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, everyone. How are you?
I'm doing great. Well, first of all, I have to say I love your name. And it's not J-A-Y, it's J-A-I. And I just love it. How did you, of course your mom named you, but how did you, what's the significance of J, J-A-I?
You know, it's for this bad, mischievous personality that I had as a kid.
Really? Get
out
of here.
It was sweet.
well, listen, I love it. And it's such a beautiful name, Jay Ellis. Oh, my gosh. No one ever forgets your name. Am I right?
That is correct. A lot of times they think I'm a male, actually, so I'm the best-kept secret.
Oh, okay. Yeah, this is true. This is true. Okay, I got it. Until they talk to me, of course. Now, Jay Ellis, you have what, five-star mobile salon, and you also have some hair products. We're going to get into a whole bunch of talk. You're hanging out with us for the hour.
You're going to get to know my amazing co-star, Miss Nicole Marie. She'll be on shortly to chime in with some questions of her own.
Absolutely.
But I wanted to kind of get our, I wanted our fans to kind of start to get to know you. So tell us, first of all, tell us about this incredible mobile salon. And the idea, you got to remember, I'm in New York, and I haven't seen very many mobile salons. So so please, not right around here in Brooklyn, at least not in my neighborhood. So please tell us, what exactly is the five-star mobile salon all about?
Well, actually, it is a true mobile salon. We just provided mobile service starting back in the
90s. Oh, okay. I gotcha.
So, you know,
I gotcha.
We are definitely trendsetters. We're trendsetters.
That's a very
kudos to
distinction.
Them. Right. Well, the distinction is
I wanted to,
the fact.
No, no, you go ahead. I can hear you.
Oh, okay. So actually what happened, how it came to fruition is that's how I paid for the rest of my college career, was to actually start going to people that I knew that had cancer. And my very first client was my my college dorm roommate's mom. She was on bed rest. She was pregnant. And she also was diagnosed with cancer literally the same day that she found out she was pregnant.
Oh, my.
And so that kind of just threw me into the field because I'm a civil engineer, actually. By study and hair. My mother was a hairdresser, yes. And so we have a couple of hairdressers and barbers in the family. One is truly to his profession, and that's a cousin of mine. So that's how it became a mobile establishment because I would go to my clients and just so happened all of my clients that were coming to me either suffered from some type of hair loss, some type of ailment where they would have to stay home or they didn't feel comfortable with going into a traditional salon. So I've been given five-star treatment and everything inside the home and in their workplace before this became a thing. So I am definitely happy and honored to be a trendsetter and to, you know, see these women and these guys taking things to the next level with getting these vehicles and, you know, bringing the salon to people. But for me, I stand true to my platform, being able to nurture and take care of people in their own homes and their own environments to keep them comfortable. So that's my main focus with that. And with the mobile salon, we just, you know, expanded with the hair care products is how you and I actually became entangled with one another.
Exactly, exactly. And I want to just let everybody know where exactly, again, are you located? Let's start there.
So we're located in Sterling, Herndon, and Ashburn, Virginia. So we take care of all of the metropolitan D.C. area.
Oh, okay. Now, hold it. Is that – okay, now, you know I'm in Brooklyn, so forgive me if I get this a little off the mark. But when they say the DMV, what exactly are they talking about for all of us who are not in the area? What is the DMV?
Right.
Because someone just asked me about that recently, like COVID.
That is actually Washington, D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. Yes, yeah, so that's the Tri-Cities. Those are the Tri-Cities for us.
Oh, okay. Is that, would you be considered as part of that, that trifecta of locations then?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So that helps with a little bit of the geographical idea, so where we can kind of literally place you. Okay. So now I'm loving this, and I wanted to kind of go back a little bit as well, because you said something earlier at the top of this, which was the distinction between like being a mobile salon type idea and providing mobile services and helping folks. And I want you to speak to that a little bit more. I love the clarification on that, and I also love the idea about talking about privacy within the salons and the salon setting, because I've been in many, many salons. Actually, I have to say, I've actually worked at a salon. I don't have to tell folks about that. I've never shared that story on our show, but I will. But I want to talk a little bit about that with the comfort level. We talk a lot about alopecia. We talk a lot about all kinds of, this is the Hair Radio Morning Show. Let me talk about the whole entire picture. The whole enchilada here. And so privacy is important. It is critical. How important is that, again, to the folks that you provide services for? Because I love that's why you go to them and they're comfortable in their home. So this is talk we've never had on the show before. So please, tell us a little bit more about
hearing
that.
Hearing is hearing.
Yes, exactly,
you know,
Jay. Thank you.
It's very important because I know for myself, even though I have a head full of hair, my hair is literally past my bra strap. My sister has a head full of hair. But in 2019, I came down with something and was diagnosed with a tumor and fibroids. My hormones and everything were out of whack. And my hair just started literally coming out. It started coming out, and I instantly, you know, your thoughts go to the worst place possible. And at that time, I had four relatives that either came down with COVID or they died from cancer. They lost their battles with cancer. And so naturally, I'm just like, oh my God, I think I may be diagnosed with cancer. Like, what's going on? Because there was no rhyme or reason for my hair to be coming out. And so that's pretty much what it was. But for me, privacy is always at the forefront, especially when you go to school with children. You know, we don't think about children having cancer and how devastating that is. So now, you know, guide us to being young adults and adults, and we learn, you know, vanity or what have you. And you just, image is very important. And so what's better than keeping someone comfortable in their own environment, you know, having them to have that one-on-one treatment. Sometimes, you know, I love the salon. I used to go all the time. But at the same time with that, you're not really being catered to one-on-one. You get into some great conversation with your stylist. The next thing you know, her next appointment comes. She has to go wash their hair, or what have you. And so, for me, it's important to have that one-on-one clientele. I serve as a counselor sometimes. You know, people may be going through a rough patch in their lives, and they don't feel comfortable with sharing it to anyone. And I'm good at reading people. I can tell when your energy is off. Well, let's talk about it. Who I'ma tell? It's just you and I. So let's get into it and tell me all your business. And they feel very comfortable, one, being in their own environment. I mean, seriously, in their own environment, they have a girlfriend, and they also have a professional on their team that isn't driven by just money. I will tell you.
Exactly.
My hair fusion came out. I know you do. And it was, like, so huge. And this one lady, she wanted a service, and she's still a client of mine now, so I hope she don't kill me by telling this story. But she's still a client of mine, but I had to divorce her for a little bit simply because I told her something very honest. I said, listen, I do not believe that your hair can support this type of service. Let's treat your hair, do an aggressive treatment on your hair for about 6 months. Let's see where your hair is at that point. But honestly, I will not do your hair. She goes into this thing, I'm paying you $25 to do my hair. You have to do this. I was everything but what my mama named me, okay? So I said, well, I tell you what, you go ahead on and you get your hair done. When she came back, I'm going to tell her this. I'm going to tell you the same thing I told her. She looked like a plucked chicken when she came back. And she,
Oh, no, she did
because her hair wasn't strong enough, you know. And then come to find out she was actually living with a hormonal imbalance as well, and she hadn't been diagnosed at the time. And so when she came back, she immediately sought me out. And she apologized and everything, and I told her, if you do it again and don't listen to what I'm telling you as a professional, I've been doing your hair at that point for 13 years. If you do it again and you don't honor my craft and what I'm telling you as a professional and, more importantly, as a friend, then we can't work together. I am not driven by money.
Jay, I have to say, are you able to hear me there? Okay, well, we kind of get Jay back to the line there. Double check your line. Make sure we're not unmuted or bounced out or anything like that. What Jay is talking about, listen, folks, and let me just say, if you're just kind of tuning in, let me kind of catch you up to speed here. It is Friday morning, August 5th of 2022. It's our show number 738. I'm Carrie Hines, and again, it's the Hair Radio Morning Show. So a little about quarter after 8 Eastern time, 7:15 for those of you in the Central Time Zone. We're speaking this morning with a wonderful proprietor of the five-star mobile salon. Her name is Jay Ellis, and I'm loving everything that she is talking about this morning. And I've got to tell you, you know, quite the truth on something like this, where the stylist, where you have told the folks about, you know, don't do a certain, you can't handle the service, and the client goes out and finds someone who will do it anyway. We've all been there. We've all had hard heads in the hair business, because we see these pictures, Jay. We see these pictures in the magazines or on TV. And let me tell you something, they really sell it. And so we want those looks. And some of us are willing to suffer the consequences. We know that our hair is going to break off. We know it's going to fall out. We know that the hairstylist, like you said, no. And we're like giving you the side eye. And then we go down the street two doors down to a salon who might not be quite as concerned about your hair. They're interested in just collecting your money. And they would just do any old kind of thing. And they really do. And I'm not saying this is across the board, but we all know folks like that. We've been in this hair business for a long time. So she came back to you, like you said, a skinny bird. And you gave her, you know, what happened at that? I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall at that conversation. So how did you get her back to, I guess she was paying attention to everything you had to say at that point.
This phase was very early on in my business, right? And so, you know, when we were dealing with MapQuest, so I'm printing off instructions to get to their, you know, to my client home and everything.
MapQuest,
you know.
I have heard that term in 20 years. Did you just say MapQuest?
You
don't know
what I did.
Jay Ellis, you just dated all of us. Thank you for that.
I know. You know what, Carrie? We are seasoned, baby. We are seasoned, and they better be blessed to get to our status, okay?
This is true. Yes, you are right. You are right. I'm loving it. Okay, sorry about that. Go right ahead.
It was so insane because I said, you know what? Okay, I haven't heard from her in X amount of time, and I clearly knew she was upset with me because I wouldn't do what she wanted me to do at that time. And to be clear, I could have used that $2,500 for my last semester in school. But, you know, I just, on my conscience, my mother always told me, like, all money is good money. And that,
exactly.
When I tell you that saying, that is a lesson that I have learned, and I have learned well. Thank God I haven't had to go through any hardships learning that lesson, but that's always been in my forefront.
Exactly.
And I'm a consumer a lot of times, but to answer your question, she actually, I went as far as blocking her from being able to.
Oh, no.
Because,
I hope she's not listening in this morning.
I
hope you're
not
hearing all this because we called you a skinny bird.
I didn't know. I'm very honest with my clients. And
yes,
I just let them know.
It.
Like, listen, my main focus is to make sure that you are great. Okay, I get this $2,500 today, and then you won't come back. And then you go and badmouth my name. And all. No, my reputation means more than this $2,500.
Yes.
You will not do that to
me.
And so I did. I'm telling you my God honest truth. If you know anything about me, you know I speak my truth. Bad, good, everything. It's always in the forefront.
I
blocked her. And she went and moved to another area. And so, of course, and she ended up, by this time she was getting married, which I knew she was. And she came out, and I had a Jeep Liberty at this time. And when I seen it was her, when she opened up the door, she's like, wait a minute. Don't you leave. Don't you leave. I need to do my hair. And she had a red hat on, and she snatched that hat off of her head. And I said, oh, what happened? Oh, no, honey, come and give me a hug. What is going on? What's happening here? And she said, I went, and I'm going to tell you, she went to New York. I was raised in the Bronx, so she took that hat off of her head. I said, baby, you look like one of them little baby chickens. You look like a plucked chicken. What happened? And she would not let me leave. She said, I'm sorry. I apologize. What can we do? We can't do anything at this point. We need to let your hair rest.
I'm going to tell you now, before I go into your house, if you do not respect my craft and you do not listen to me because I love you, I've been with you for 13 years at this time. If you go against what I'm telling you again, because I'm telling you everything the best that's best for your hair, if you do it again, we're going to have to sever this relationship. We can still be friends, but I will not be doing your hair because it's important.
Yes.
So he I went is, in. And I have to say,
I wish you were alone. I really do. I wish you were alone, but I'm raising my hand, too, because we have been thick-headed, literally. And I'm going to, again, I'm not blaming it on myself. I'm blaming it on all that wonderful, those pictures on TV and in these, and not the magazine we're associated with, but other magazines out there. We see all these pictures of these beautiful people. We want that look, and we don't care. So, but we don't need to care because, you know, we need to care. And I think that's what your message is today. Well, listen, if you are just tuning in, you got to care. Okay. Wow. As you are hearing, this is my very, very special Fan Friday guest today. We're talking about Jay Ellis. Now, she is obviously a hairstylist and proprietor as well. Now, Jay Ellis, I want to talk a little bit. You're located in the Virginia area, up near the D.C. point, I guess. I'm going to just kind of say that. But you also, you've got your own product line. So I want to talk about your hair products. So tell us a little bit. Because, listen, we have a lot of featured hairstylists on the show, but not everybody's got their own product line. So tell us what that's about. And, you know, and could your product line have helped the poor lady you just talked about? Tell us what's going on.
She was actually... Yes, she was one of my first clients outside of my mother, like always in my formulas and everything between my mother and my aunties.
Yeah.
Oh, well, where is that at? And where is this at? What you got? What you made here? I know it's something in this pot. It's something good for the hair. They just slather it in. They don't know what it's for, no nothing. They just know it's in my lab.
Oh, I'm loving it.
You know, with this. It's great. It used to burn me up at times because I'm like, it's almost like your grandmother cooking and you're going in the pot and you're eating out of the pot because you know it's good, but you just want to taste it before the food is served.
Mm.
That's them in the hair industry. You know, which is great. You know, I definitely see it as a blessing. I'm very humbled to have the support that I have. Not to mention my husband, he's definitely been a guinea pig of mine with the beard care line as well.
But what's his first name? We'll shout him out.
His name is Ellis Sackey. Now, isn't that ironic? My last name is Ellis. His first name is Ellis.
Hold it.
Isn't that something?
Hold it. What?
Yeah.
You know what, Jay? I'm just leaving you alone this morning. Hold it. So your name would technically be J. Ellis Ellis? I'm lost. Okay. Oh, my. Okay. Wow.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Well,
so
he sounds like a big supporter and a big fan.
Oh, you know what? My family is definitely a great support system. When I tell you, I'm getting support from the people that are incarcerated. I'm getting support from the ex-veterans, military. Wow. I have a strong support team, a very strong support team.
Wow.
And I didn't even know I had it. But when you hear people say, you know, my hair has grown back off of your products, and it wasn't even on the market. I hadn't marketed or anything. People would just come and I would just give them product, or they would say, do you have anything for this? And I would just give them unbranded products. I knew that it was my formulas and everything, which has been in existence for about 16 years. I started actually creating formulas back in college because, again, I had my roommate's mom that was suffering from cancer and everything. And I would just, like, study things and everything. So I'm not I haven't studied chemistry, but I'm a chemist because that's what I do. Like, I love the compounds and seeing how things work. And I also will try it on myself first just to see how it reacts. And just looking at the compounds and the ingredients, the benefits for African-American hair, biracial hair, because that's the type of hair that I have. It isn't quite
mixed
a
mixed texture,
Right. It isn't quite a mixed texture, but it isn't Quite the four is not in the 4C family either. So it's kind of that in between little crazy texture that I have. But I had to learn how to work with my own hair. You know, it does me no good only knowing how to work with straight hair, relaxed hair, European hair. It does me no good. I have to be a master at my craft in dealing with my own hair. So that's what I did. And so I created products that work best with multicultural textured hair. So it's something for everyone. And all of my products are geared around moisture because 3C to 4C families all struggle with retaining moisture. You know, a lot of times now people are learning to become more familiar with the porosities of their hair. You know, if it's low porosity, if it's medium porosity, or if it's high, you know, and the more tighter your cuticles are, the less moisture are getting in, which creates the breakage, which creates the extreme shrinkage in the hair. So if you don't really know the compounds of the hair, then it's hard for you to know which products work for your hair. So that's where I came in. I just started creating products that will open up those cuticles that will allow the moisture to get in and to stay and to blend, you know, to blend a lot better with your own hair's pH. And that's important. So a lot of the natural consumer or the regular consumer, they really know very little about products. So they just say, oh, well, this is a bad product. It isn't that it's a bad product. The product just doesn't work for your type of hair. So if you don't understand the compounds of your hair texture that you were born with, it's hard for you to then go out and vet a product that works best for your hair.
Exactly. And a lot of that has to – well, I'm loving that. Well, first, before I go to my next point about that, so what's the name of the product line? And how can folks get their hands on these?
Oh, my goodness. I love my product line. So it's the 5 Star Beauty Collection. So it doesn't just alienate the men. It also includes them as well because we have a beard line that's designed to do the exact same thing, to grow in those sparse areas on the men's face. But it also exfoliates their skin because you have to have a healthy scalp or healthy skin cells in order to generate beautiful hair.
Oh, and I totally agree. Well, I'm loving this. I really am. Now, what we want to do, folks got to be able to get their hands on the products. We're going to have you guys as well to reach out through us as well through Hair Radio. We can always put you directly in touch with Jay as well. Jay, I'm loving all of this. Now, we've got a lot more to get to this morning. We're not sending you off anywhere. I want to take a little bit of a break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the folks who inspired you along the way. I'm bringing to the line my incredible co-host. Yes, now she's in a different time zone. She's out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Her name, she's got a two-word name, kind of like we've been calling you Jay Ellis. She's Nicole Marie, and she'll be joining us with a question or two of her own. So I'm so excited to bring her to the line. But yeah, we're going to – Friday, everybody. It's our wonderful live throwback show as well. We got some great music. We've been – kind of featuring a few songs that we've kind of loved from the fan favorites as well. So not just mine, but some of the things out here from the fans. So I got a real classic song we're going to toss on as well. And then we'll be right back, and we want you guys to stay with us. And if you've got a question, you know, why don't we open up the caller line? If you guys are listening, press 1 on your phone line. And that'll be our indication that you're standing by. We'll see if we can get a question in with Jay Ellis this morning. Please, press 1. That'll be great. Also coming up, one of my co-hosts as well, Michael Hopkins, we'll see if we can get him to weigh in. You mentioned about the military and all of that. He is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show. So I usually give Michael the last question of the day. So we'll get all that to come. Lots more to kind of turn on today to get on. So stay with us. I don't know if you guys remember her, but anyway, take a listen. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I don't want to fly,
it's guy.
I just
want
to shy guy. That's what I want, Jay. You know what I want, Jay.
Hold on. Know that the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. That means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our black community my life. The black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring black hair care back. There are great black hair care companies that exist, black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the black community can own the biggest black hair care brands, that the black community can own black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in black neighborhoods, and black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the black hair care products that only black people use, and they are not owned by black people. So I've issued the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-Owned Hair Care Challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a black-owned company.
And welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning Show. Carrie, over to you.
Thank you, Anna. It's Friday, August 5th of 2022. It's our show number 738. And I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn, New York. It's about 8:36 Eastern Time, 7:36 for you guys on the Central Time Zone. And I'm bringing to the line, now she has been my co-star. She's been doing an amazing job. You guys have gotten to know Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi. Good morning again, Nicole Marie. Welcome to the Spotlight Hour.
Good morning again.
Of the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Yes.
How are you? Yes.
Thank you.
So you've been listening
this morning.
Absolutely.
I have.
We have a very special guest that we're bringing back to the line. You guys have gotten to know Jay Ellis, I've got to say, since the top of the hour this morning on the broadcast. She has the five-star mobile salon, great, beautiful product line, and so much more going on. It is my great honor, again, to bring to the line for the very first time, being on our show today, Jay Ellis out of the Virginia area. Good morning again, and welcome to our Spotlight Hour, Jay Ellis.
Good morning.
You guys
have
now
you on this morning.
Yes,
you're speaking with you.
Thank you. It's definitely a blessing, and I am humbly grateful to be have been chosen to be on your talk show. This is awesome.
Great. Well, as Carrie had mentioned before the break, he was asking you about your inspiration. So if you could just talk a little bit about some of the folks that are in the hair care career that have in your career that have inspired you along the way.
My first onset inspiration has come from my mom. She was a stylist for many years back in the 80s. I mean, getting all kinds of clients, just slayed and laid, baby. She was doing her thing. And I turned off as her wash girl and cleaning up and learning a very strong work ethic
at the age of like six. I'm probably five. Oh, I always joke with her. Saying, you had me
started very early.
When I was 3 years old. I'm always harassing my mom, telling her she had me working at three. But she has definitely been a true inspiration to me. She, you know, herself, my support system, through everything that I do, my family has always supported me. And that has definitely been a blessing for me. But as far as what really just sparked all of this is because I have challenging hair, kind of, you know, some people with more coarse hair be like, oh, you had that good hair, you got that wash and go hair. If you like that kind of look, but I like straight looks, and I like to be able to curl my hair. And when I go outside, it doesn't look like a poodle. You know, I have that kind of hair.
Okay.
So I made in my mind, you know, it's okay to have that kind of hair or what have you, but, you know, all hair is good hair as long as you have hair. And during the course of my journey, I have always been intertwined with people
healthy,
that have
healthy
had the help. That's my thing. I am a teacher. I am an instructor before I'm a hairstylist. That is very
right.
important to me, is to give people the knowledge. Once you have the knowledge, I don't care if you get the knowledge from me and you take it to somewhere else. I want you to be informed. That's my position, I feel, in life. Absolutely. And so with me, I just decided to, after using a lot of the hair care products on the market, you know, they work great for a period of time, and then when they sell their formulas, It changes. It's now starting to dry the hair out. So it is no longer geared towards African-American hair or multicultural hair, to where, you know, you have, you know, the mixed people and their hair, you know, yeah, you look fair-skinned and everything, but your hair is truly of the African-American culture. So you have to have something to counteract that. And so when you're having hair care
right.
products in the stores, it's a challenge. It has a black face on it, but if you look at the ingredients, they have a lot of alcohol. They have a lot of chemical bases in there. And if you're dealing with elements as far as like hormonal imbalances, perms, all of these chemicals, guess what they do? We have open pores on our scalp. We have open pores throughout our body, all over our body, to be honest. Anywhere hair grows, there's an open pore. And when you put chemicals on your hair, what does it do? It seeps into your skin, your pores, which counteracts with certain things, and that's what a lot of people don't understand, you know. And then you have a lot of us didn't understand our growth cycles and everything with our hair. Well, my hair isn't growing. Well, it is growing. This is when you need to be most nurturing to your hair, when it's going through the telogen stage, when it's going through the intrigen stage, and you have the intrigen growth stage. Then you have the catagen stage. If you don't understand those four stages of hair growth, then you're always going to be at a loss, because you don't know when is the best time for you to really be intentional with your hair care regimen. If you don't understand those, then you're kind of at a loss. And so that's what our products are geared around, is to keep you in that growth stage. If you think about it, Carrie, our hair only grows maybe like 1.5 inch, if that, every 28 days. It doesn't grow very fast. And so
well,
our product isn't geared around super growth. Oh, go ahead.
Yes, and I love everything that you have said. What I try to do is try to remind those folks of it, because they're not going to know, they're not going to necessarily memorize these stages, you know, with these names that you can barely pronounce sometimes. But I do love
right.
the fact that you take the time to share. Yes, this is important, and this is what we've been doing here on the show for 27 years, and that is to make sure folks know that education and information is important. So I have put together our own foundation on alopecia, and so you're being inducted today on this incredible talk about education and information. Yeah, you're being inducted today, because I love this. This is what
Thank
it's
you.
All about. Yeah.
Most definitely.
Yeah, and the hydration.
You are definitely
everything
an educator
you were saying
of hair care, and I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Is she not, Nicole Marie?
Yes, I love
she's
it.
She's killing it this morning.
Makes me want to hear
yes.
more.
I'm excited about
love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's doing a great job. Now, listen, again, folks out there, if you're just tuning in, you're late. That's okay. It's right August 5th of 2020. 22. I'm Carrie Hine. Our show number is 738 today of the Hair Radio, the all-new Hair. I've been saying it's the all-new Hair Radio show for 7 years. I think I can just safely say it's the Hair Radio morning show at this point. But yes. Real excited today. Of course, my co-star, you guys know Nicole Marie out of Water Valley, Mississippi, and our very special guest co-host this morning, JL. I just love your, you have a, the ultimate show
it.
Business name, JL. You do. Since the moment I first heard your name, I said, she has the ultimate show business name. It's just short and sweet,
oh.
JL. And you can say
you
it nice
say
and
that.
Softly
you
if you
that.
Just want to be sweet. Or you could come in hard, you know, Jay.
Come in hard.
You know, Jay Ellis. Come in hard.
Go hard.
So that's
go home.
Really, yeah. I like that. Okay. Well, Jay Ellis, there is always a question I have about this part of the wonderful interview process and co-hosting duties. Just to take a moment to inform the fans out there. Now, again, I want to remind everybody, are you on social media and how can they connect with you? Of course, we want you all, including Jay Ellis, I want you to sign up for a free account at our HRmember.com. Again, it has no S on the end, the letter HRM, you know, member, HRmember.com. I had it spelled there. And it's okay. Free. And what happens is it's our social media for the hair and beauty folks. So you get to sign up for a free account. Folks can follow you. They can connect. All of our fans can connect with you today. And we'll, you know, set up some wonderful things to put there. And you can sign up for your own group page where you can post your own stories, articles, and all that. Plus, there's a lot already there to read. So we just set it all up, but it's fantastic. So, again, go to HRmember.com, and you can sign up for a free account right there. And that way folks can, because, yeah, when today ends, we don't want that just to be the end until you come back, Jay Ellis. We want folks
not.
To be able
no
to
more.
Reach out to you.
Well, you know what,
awesome.
Carrie, if
well,
I can I piggyback on what you said? I'm willing to give a 10% discount code, and the code can be HTR2022, just for your members tuning in.
Oh,
we're definitely
going to
give a discount code. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you say HTR2022?
22. Mm-hmm.
Oh, HTR22. Okay, I want to make sure because I'll put that on our online community this morning. So after today's interview, you'll be able to, today's wonderful guest spot with Jay Ellis, you'll be able to go to our online community, even just going to, when you go to hairradio.com, our website, as you guys know, there's only one R in the word hairradio.com. Click on the forum tab. That forum tab takes you to all of our updates. And the general discussion is where I'm going to put a fantastic piece on what we talked about this morning, JL. So we can get this interview downloaded and the show downloaded and uploaded there and all that stuff. But we'll also put your code, the HTR22. Now, how do they use that code?
So what they'll do, they'll enter it in if you have a place on there where it says coupons, and I'm also going to put it on our main website, which is THE,
awesome.
The number 5. Yeah, you got to keep up with me, Carrie. I'm fast now.
I'm seeing. I'm seeing.
So
and I'm writing,
I'll,
too.
I'll So the main website,
okay.
And I'll also attach this to our website as well, is THE, the number 5, beautycollection.com. And that's the same name that they can find us on through all social medias, Facebook and Instagram. We don't do Twitter, but it's just Facebook and Instagram and our main website.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm loving it. The 5, beautycollection.com. Okay. Sounds beautiful to me. All right.
That's wonderful.
So
wonderful.
This is going to be awesome. Yes. And so HTR22, I want to make sure all of the fans out there are aware. So please use that code for additional discounts at the site. Okay. I'm loving it.
Absolutely.
So, you know, is there a product that we can really, I was just going to say, is there a featured product that we can talk about? Just something that is new and fresh or that we can just remind everybody about?
Oh, so if you ask me, all of my products are featured products.
I know, I was about to say, that's probably going to be a tough question for you.
It is. It's like asking me who's my favorite kid. You can't do that.
Yeah. No, you can't definitely do that. Although I know my mama had one, and I don't know if it was
exactly.
me, but I think it was. But, I digress this morning.
It is okay. It is okay. I think we all can digress at some point, right?
Thank you.
But
yes,
usually
you.
The top sellers for the women as far as the hair growth would be the Optimum Hair mm-hmm. Growth and Rejuvenation Herbs and Oil. That's a hair growth serum. And then the Ayurvedic is another oil. And let me tell you about the Ayurvedic. Ayurvedic is our ancient herbs that have been sourced, from all over the world. Yeah, from all over the world, and they're created with all-penetrating oils. And that's another thing. People need to understand the difference between sealant oils, finishing oils, and penetrating oils. In the Ayurvedic, so if you're looking for something to open up the cuticles and to penetrate the shafts of your hair, and they're actually very aligned with people that have allergies and things. If you have nut allergies, then you shouldn't use this oil. And I always tell people all the time. So we're actually working now in the lab to create another Ayurvedic oil that does not have the oil-based contents, but will still give you the same great benefits. So we'll be substituting some of the ingredients for like the seaweed, the purple seaweed, sea moss, just to kind of counteract the ingredients that we're going to take out for people that have nut-based allergies. And that should be out at the top of the year. We will be featuring some of these products.
And that's something not to skimp over. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's something very important with the, you know, everything and all the allergies that are out there. Please, and I know you
exactly.
do your due diligence with your consultations and all of that. Please, folks, and other stylists, please keep this in mind. Good, excellent work,
absolutely.
By the way. Excellent. Yeah,
thank you.
Thank you.
It's very
that.
Important because, you know, society will have African-Americans thinking that we can't grow our own hair. Your hair has to be straight in order to fit the status quo, and that is absolutely not the case because I have – several clients that have natural hair, and when I tell you they coming through, they pushing all the way through. They kicking the doors in. You hear me, Carrie? So, and they are embracing their natural hair. They're embracing the love, how it looks, how it feels, because it's healthy. And that's the main thing, is that you have to get your hair back to its healthiest state so you can really assess, am I in love or am I not in love? And at the end of this journey, you need to be in love with yourself, your hair, your attitude, and how you're presenting to the world. You know, and that's very important. So I'll ask my clients a lot of times, how are you showing up in the world? If hair is really connected to you, how are you showing up? How are you showing out? How are you embracing your hair? These are very important questions. They seem very, you know, redundant, but they really aren't, because your hair is a clear representation of you, how you show up in at your office place, you know, and it speaks confidence, you know, and you have to be able to have that type of energy coming through in order to feed your success, and that's important. So, and then back to the products, the men's line, we have the hair growth oil for men, but we also have a moisture-rich cream that is designed for their beards and their skin. A lot of times you men hear beard products or what have you, and all they think, well, I don't have any facial hair, but you have skin, my dear. You have skin, and it needs to be moisturized. That's why you have those black hairs in your face. You have craters in your face. Yeah, and you need to be able to take care of all of that. Don't just fall victim to, oh, well, this is just how my skin is. Absolutely not. You were not born like that.
Well, Jay, I'm going to work in Michael Hopkins. Now, he is the host of the Vet Talk Radio Show, right here on as part of our Hair Radio Morning Show wheel. He's on Tuesday morning at 8:30. Michael is out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. He says beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. Not sure how far that is from where you are. But Michael Hopkins, you've been listening to – oh, you've heard – hold it. Jay, you heard of Spotsylvania? Am I the only one who never heard of Spotsylvania? I mean, I'm starting to think it's a well-kept secret out there. Michael Hopper Hopkins.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Wow. Michael, are you there this morning? Or let's see if we can,
get
a hold of.
Oh, yes, I am.
Okay, Michael, I thought you fell asleep there.
Been oh, yes, 100%. Oh, I know where Sterling is. Sterling, Virginia. Oh, yeah, I happen to know where Sterling, Virginia is. That when she was talking about the DMV. Oh yeah. I've lived in Maryland,
so you have been
and now I live in Virginia. So it's not like it just fascinated me because I that's what I wanted to hear when you say Virginia. I just wanted to know. I said, now where in the world is she from? Where's Ms. Ellis from in Virginia? And I kept wondering. I kept hoping that it was Northern Virginia, somewhere I was familiar with, not like in Bugtussle, Virginia.
No.
But yeah. Oh yeah, you're up in Northern, the other Virginia, as we call it down here, where I am in Spotsylvania. Carrie kind of call it the country down here, and like I told him, yes, we
all
have
this
county
to me,
so
folks. I don't know anything about. Once you get
Virginia
past Philly, I'm done. You're in the South to me.
Oh,
once
Carrie,
you leave Philadelphia. Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. I need it too this morning. Now, Jay, you mentioned something about the military earlier. Since I've got the king of claims on Michael Helps, all the poor veterans suffering with so many disabilities and things, what can you tell us about your interaction with the military?
Well, the military, say this. We just entered into negotiations with the military. So they're actually sourcing the product now. So we're in the beginning stages of that.
Wow.
That just happened as of last week. So, they're with the military, Veteran Affairs, and the international airport. So cross your fingers and pray that we actually win the bid. So we're in the beginning stages of working with them. And getting the product in, and also with the correctional facilities. Isn't that great?
Very important.
So I don't know if retail is going to be our thing. We're working on getting alliances with the retailers as well. But for right now, and I think it's probably best served is hitting the areas that are most underserved, which are for the correctional facilities, veterans, and things of that nature. So if that's where God is taking me, that's where I'm going. I'm going, and I'm going in my stilettos. Head held high.
Well,
wonderful.
Your stilettos and in that mobile salon
stiletto
you've got.
You better
you've
know
got
it.
The wheels. All right. Well, listen, I'm loving this morning. I really am. And just to have you be part of this whole thing, Jay Ellis, has been incredible this morning. And the time went by fast. That was the fastest hour ever on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes. So we want to just remind all the fans of the broadcast that once we wrap up here at 9 o'clock this morning, in just a few minutes, we're going to send you over to the 24-hour Upscale Magazine Radio. Speaking of Upscale Magazine, Jay Ellis, you've got a beautiful advertisement coming up in the magazine. So in the next issue, which should be out any moment. Yes. So folks, continue to visit upscalemagazine.com. You can still get to the radio from upscalemagazine.com as well. And so look for Jay Ellis, a brand new, advertisement.
Yes,
so we'll actually be in
the next few editions of
Upscale Magazine. And I should know.
yes, you should know.
Yes, the next couple editions. Yes, absolutely. Yes. Well, listen, I just want to say, I'm going to, give you the last word. Anything you want to say, anybody you want to shout out to before we kind of sign out for the week of the live talk this morning? Jay Ellis, you get the last word.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I would love to shout out my mother, Dee Watson, my husband, Ellis Sackey. They are my true ride or dies and my best friend in the world. Cheryl Jones, she has definitely been an inspiration. She's my spiritual sister, and she keeps me grounded when I'm ready to jump off the deep end. She definitely holds me down. And just to all of my supporters that pray for me, that pray with me, it has definitely gone noticed. It has not gone unnoticed. Trust and believe. And just my people that I have attached to along the way that keep me lifted and keep me going when I'm feeling insecure about my own journey and everything. And that's important
now
to keep me. I need my – oh, say again?
Yeah. Yeah, we're just going to – no, you're going to be back soon. I'm hoping to join us for another edition one day soon. Okay.
Absolutely. Well, how about we do something after the Bronner Brothers show?
Oh, we will. Well, listen, we're going to be following up with you, Ms. Gales. You're not getting rid of us that quickly. We're not going out the door lightly here or quietly. So, listen, you've been awesome today. We just appreciate and adore you. The Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll see you guys back Tuesday morning at 6 in the morning for our next live edition right here. Tuesday morning is
Tune
our
in.
Next live show. We'll see you back here Tuesday through Friday. Tune in. Thank you, Nicole Marie, Michael Hopkins, Blue, everybody on the show today. Awesome. Of course, Ms. J. Ellis. I'm Carrie Hines out of Brooklyn. Here's our outro. We'll see you back here next week. Make it a great weekend. Make it a great Friday because we just did.
Yes. Thank you. God bless.
Well, it's that time to bring this episode of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. But it does not end here. The show continues over at our 24/7 Hair Radio Broadcast Network at www.hairradio.com. Now, I must thank today's great guests and our legacy advertisers. These are the folks who've been supporting our show over the years, including Dr. Raglan, Yolanda Raglan at fixyourfeet.com. They are the very best in foot care. She has two locations, one in New York City and the other in Maryland. I also want to take a moment to acknowledge the amazing Troy Ballard, of course, from the West Coast out in Southern California. His company is called Smooth Black Ink. Now, he offers the very, very best in hair care for the entire family. He is a legendary hairstylist and educator, and also, he's a program host right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We just appreciate him again. That's Troy Ballard, a.k.a. Smooth Black of Smooth Black Ink. Also, we are talking about a complete line of products for the guys now. It's that Rugged Evolution